This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107. Trending this hour.
So Ariana Grande's Sweetener tour kicked off yesterday. I'm pretty sure it was in New York, but I didn't actually pay attention to the details. But I will say, I'm very impressed. If you go to her concert, there is a booth where you can register to vote. So you go and you register, you get text message alerts, and you get this cute little voting sticker that has the hashtag thank you next generation.
Ah.
Can we just talk about Big Brother for a second? Big Brother Canada. Chelsea was head of household, really proud of her because she's from Edmonton. She brings Mark in, and when you're head of household, you get to eat Wendy's. You get to indulge. She's like, what do you want, Mark? He said, not gonna lie, Chelsea, I'm kind of a salad guy. He ordered a salad.
Yeah.
When you could have got a spicy chicken. What? Who are you trying to impress?
Well, he.
What are you doing?
He probably could have got a salad and a spicy chicken. You know, like if you need
he
your
got
veggies.
A salad. It's just vote him out. Get him out of the house.
That's all it took for you to turn on him. Hey, I really told you I wanted to talk about this. He looked at me like I'd gone loopy.
I just didn't understand why.
Well, it's just everybody has a different opinion. How many chuggas?
I'm seeing that now.
Before a choo-choo, I heard my daughter do it the other day, and she did one. And I'm like, you can't
chug
just
a choo-choo.
You can't just chug a choo-choo. You got to at least chug a choo-choo.
It's eight.
Eight's too much.
No, it's not. It's all about the rhythm. Chugga, 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 choo choo.
That feels like it's way too much. I guess I'm willing to accept eight if it's done and you make it sound like a train. You can't chugga, chugga, chugga eight times and then choo choo.
But don't you want to get excited for the choo choo? Like, you can't do it prematurely.
I understand eight. Like, I have a long history of dancing. And
it's a good count.
You do an eight count. So
5, 6, 7, 8.
Right. So the 4 works. I also think 6 works. And then the 7 and 8 is the choo choo.
Can you give me an example?
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
No, I hate that. That's so wrong.
What?
That, like, gives me anxiety. It's so off. It's like when you're listening to an EDM song and you're waiting for the
beat to drop.
The beat to drop. That was too. No. It needs to be 8.
No, 8's too much every time to commit to that. Okay, next question about this. We're getting lots of texts in on it.
Landon says 4. Chugga, 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 chugga. Okay. No.
You're very snobby when it comes to the chuggas.
I'm a train snob.
Apparently. A lot of texts coming in saying 2 is the answer. Just a chugga, chugga, choo-choo, which I can get behind. I believe 2 is okay. Once again, my daughter was in the wrong, and everybody can calm down. I definitely punished her for just doing one chugga. She had to go in her room and do 7,000 chuggas before she could come out.
I wonder if we have any railers.
Then, like, know the answer to this?
Know the answer because they're obsessed. There are people out there that are so obsessed with trains that they, like, marry one. It's kind of weird, but it's also extremely fascinating to me.
There's a book by Kevin Lewis called Chugga Chugga Choo Choo. So he's saying twice and, like, is a accomplished child author, which I still think would be the easiest job on the planet. This is blue. Blue is neat. Next up, 780-784-7107. Oh, this one says, if you want to say 8 chuggas before you choo-choo, you need to sound more like a train. I think the 4 chuggas before you choo-choo is fine. Just can't be one chugga. That person agrees with me wholeheartedly.
Abe says 3. No.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo. No, I don't like that
either. It's wrong, Abe.
Come on, Abe. Okay, now, next question about this. Do you put a wugga in there ever?
I'd like to hear an example.
Chugga wugga choo choo.
Ew, no.
Chugga 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 wugga choo choo.
What even is that?
Some people are saying there's a wugga in there.
I don't think the wugga should exist.
Drop the wugga on the 5th beat.
No more wuggas.
And then on the 6th beat, and then the choo choo is the 7-8.
See, Matt's getting really emotional in the text, and he's saying never, never, never have a wugga. No Wooga, please stop, is another text we got from Jesse. See, no.
We get paid.
Janice is mad, too.
We get paid for this, guys. Like, we get paid to...
It's eight. Ready? Listen. Ready? Chugga, 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 chugga. No!
Yeah, seven and eight.
Eight.
I think this story probably would be too inappropriate to talk about when the kids are in the car.
Okay, this is a good time.
In an hour, hour and a half, probably wouldn't go there, but I just came across a woman's complaint to a zookeeper. Well, the zoo staff, I suppose, about the elephants. Okay, so first off, me and my family love to visit all different types of zoos. How's my voice doing? Does that sound like somebody complaining?
It's pretty good.
Okay, I should have let you done it. You're really good at
complaining. Do you want to just flip the screen over to me? I have no idea what it's going to say, so that might even be funnier. Okay, ready?
Hey, yeah.
Okay, so first off, me and my family love to visit all different types of zoos, elephants being my all-time favorite. When we took my daughter to see the elephants, I was mortified by the absolute lack of care and concern. This elephant had the largest erection I have ever seen. My daughter began asking me what that was, and she's only three. If the staff took care of these poor animals and relieved them, then maybe my three-year-old wouldn't be asking about gigantic elephant erections.
Like, can you imagine
fake, right?
Taking yourself seriously while writing that complaint? You want the zoo staff to help with that? What?
You know, those poor elephants, they're so confined to their little spaces. Just let them get excited.
Let them love
each
other.
That's all they have.
Yeah, you'd think that you'd want the elephants interacting and like repopulating.
Having a good time, getting their mind off things.
Give them a pack of smokes after, you know, let them do their thing. But I just keep, when I read this, there's two things that keep hitting me in the brain. And one is, why would you write that on a public forum? Secondly, what are the staff supposed to do?
Also, if your three-year-old is like, what is that? She's three. Just make something up.
Yeah, it's like that elephant has an additional leg.
Yeah. Call of Duty is coming to mobile devices. This is really exciting for all my ex-boyfriends. Shout out to you. More time for you to waste and not pay attention to the girl in your life.
What brings you the most nostalgia? Is that a word?
Yeah, like, what do you miss the most? What are you, like, nostalgic about for sure?
Because my daughter brought something up the other day, and, like, I actually had tears in my eyes thinking back to my childhood when I was doing something similar.
Okay, what happened?
I'll get into that coming up in 3 minutes. What do you miss the most from your childhood? This after, man, some serious throwback artists just announced as they are coming for Soundtrack Music Festival Volume 2.0. McDonald's pizza, one of my favorite texts that we got so far. It was really good, other than it would burn the top of your mouth. Like, every single time.
Every single time. And I was a picky eater growing up, so whenever we go to McDonald's, I didn't understand how wonderful the pizza was and the milkshakes. Like, I would only order fries. Like, this is when I was young.
What?
I know, I was such a loser. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I've learned. Now I get one of everything when I go. But I'll always remember my oldest sister, Kristen, would always get the cheese pizza, and we'd have to pull over and wait for it every single time. If
right.
you went through the drive-thru, I bet that bugged the employees so much when people would order pizza. Because it's like, ugh.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason they got rid of it, is it just took
it's
a
just
too little
much time.
Too long.
Yep.
780-784-7107.
Technology these days has took over the world. So, man, you know, like, get up, get your lazy ass up out of the couch and just go and have fun outside, you know, without technology. So, I'm in the 90s, boys. So, yeah, that's what I miss the most.
Yeah, it's true. Playing. Like, that
playing
is what it hit me yesterday or a couple days ago when I was with my daughter. She was talking about playing hide-and-go-seek, and I, like, taught her about kick the can.
I loved that game.
It brought me back to, like, I lived about 2 kilometers out of my hometown, Maidstone, and so my buddies could, like, bike out during mm-hmm. the day, but biking home was always an issue because it was night on the highway. So I'd have, like, a ton of sleepovers at my place. All my buddies would come.
So fun.
And we would play kick the can until, like, I don't know, mom yelled at us
to come
inside.
Well, that's the thing, too, right? Like, you'd go out, you'd be done dinner, and your parents would be like, get out of my sight.
Yeah.
And you'd go outside and you'd play, and the rule for us was come home when the streetlights turn on. And that's it. Like,
yeah.
No cell phones, no interaction with our parents. We got to just go out and play and live our best life and enjoy nature, and then just make sure you're home when those lights turn on.
Closest thing I had to street lights was we'd park like the quads or the cars with the lights on pointing at the can. So you could actually at least see the can you were trying to kick.
I love this text. It says, what I miss the most is coming home from school, warming up my Pizza Pops and watching Maury. Back when the biggest stress in my life was drama over a boy and not bills, what I should be making for dinner soon and how to keep my kids alive. Good times. Thank you so much for that text. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Lorelai hit us up and said, I miss eating lunches with my friends sitting against our lockers in high school. It's crazy, hey, when you start thinking of, like, I was thinking about something from when I was 17, which then I realized I'm like 36 now. So that was over half a lifetime ago for me now, high school. It's just so crazy how fast it goes. Anyway, so that's why it's important that we have music festivals like the Soundtrack Music Festival that are coming. So you can go and party like you did in the Bush parties or at the Bush parties when you were 20, 19 years old.
Just relive those memories. And it's also important to remember, if you have children, to let them go out and explore and make memories and not be stuck to an iPad all the time. Because when they're our age, we want them to think back and think about all those wonderful memories. Not like just sitting in front of a screen.
Not, I remember when I crushed that whole season of Salmon Cat on Netflix.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
Cheese likes to listen to music.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does, actually. Okay, so exposing cheese to round-the-clock music gives it more flavor.
No.
Yeah, and hip-hop might be the best for it. Okay, so this is, according to new research, 9 wheels of cheese were placed in separate wooden crates last September to test the impact of music.
Why? Who even thinks of this in the first place?
I have no idea. The impact of music on flavor and aroma. The cheese was exposed to 24 hours a day of either A Tribe Called Quest, their song We Got It From Here.
Okay.
Mozart Magic Flute, or Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, among some other music. But the most obvious differences were observed in strength of flavor, smell, and taste. And researchers found that the hip-hop sample topped the list. Of all cheese exposed to music, it brought out the fruitiness flavor in the cheese, among other things. So cheese likes hip-hop.
I mean, who doesn't? But also, what website is this? Fakecheesefacts.ca?
No! Why would somebody go out of their way to make this up?
I'm sorry, but this is ridiculous. Cheese does not listen to music, and it doesn't get better flavor because of the music it's listening to.
Okay, I guess these scientists, what, are you an anti-vaxxer now too?
No, but
these are scientists that did this research. I could see the cheese absorbing
music.
Sound. Why not?
Okay.
I've heard of that happening with plants before. If you play music around plants, they'll, like, grow more. And cheese is kind of alive.
What happens if you play a cheesy song? What was his name? He was on American Idol, and he did the Ricky Martin song.
I forget his name, but yeah, I remember that
Who
song.
Who remembers that guy? She bangs. She bangs.
Think that they can take this test to the next level now.
I wonder what would happen to the cheese if I just sang to it. Do you think it'd get moldy?
You wouldn't be able to sing a very
I'll
long...
I'll make love to you. That's what I sing when I eat cheese anyway.
You wouldn't be able to sing to the cheese too long, though.
It'd be gone.
Yeah. No Scrubs, the contest we're playing. Tell us about your loser ex, and whoever's got the biggest loser will win these tickets. We've got our two contestants on the phone, Shanna and Lindsay. All right, so we're going to let Shanna fire away first. Then we need your help telling us who you think is the bigger loser, okay?
Yeah, so you got to text us, 780-784-7107, with your vote, Shanna or Lindsay.
Here we go.
Okay, so I totaled my car one day in the snow, and I called him crying, and his response was, what do you want me to do about it?
Oh.
Oof. Okay, Lindsay.
Okay, Lindsay, yeah, you're up.
Okay, story number one. I got pregnant when I was 18 years old, and when I went to go tell him that I was pregnant, this was on a Monday. By Friday, he moved to Switzerland.
He moved?
He moved in a week?
Yeah, on the Friday, he was on a plane because he has dual citizenship.
I mean, like, if you're going to go to any country, I'd probably run away to Switzerland, but he shouldn't
have
done that.
But not in this situation.
He shouldn't have done that, no. All right, Shanna, story number two.
Okay, he told his son to call me one of his friend's names so that his baby mama wouldn't know he was living with someone.
No.
Okay.
Okay, these are both turds.
All right, Lindsay, you're up. Story number two.
All right, story number two. So I was briefly dating this guy who never wanted to go out for dates anywhere but my house. And mind you, I was still living with my parents. One night, I ran up to go to the bathroom, and I found him trying to sleep with my mom.
What?
I've dated some pretty crappy guys.
Apparently. Okay, over to you, Shanna.
Okay, he allowed me to lend him $10,000 to buy a car. Meanwhile, I had no idea he was posting personal ads on Craigslist for hookups.
So you gave him 10 G's and he was online trying to find someone else.
Well, not someone else, but like hookups.
Yeah. Oh,
like
hookups on Craigslist.
Well, now that he was rich,
you
could take him out for dates. Okay, finish us off, Lindsay. What do you got?
All right. So I was having a birthday party at my house, and I had invited my older brother to come over. And the boyfriend at the time tried to fight my brother because he said that he was getting too close to me.
Okay, this is an amazing round.
Yeah, we got to put this out to the listeners. Contestant one is Shanna. Contestant two is Lindsay. Let us know who you think should win the TLC ticket.
780-784-7107. Text us right now. That was something.
I got the vibe that contestant two, Lindsay, was talking about more than one guy.
Yes.
So I was like, wait, is this allowed? And then I was like, of course it's allowed if she's had a bunch of scrubs. Right?
Right.
So even if you've just like notoriously dated losers, make sure you get your stories into us. You could be our competitor tomorrow, one of two contestants. But right now, we need you to vote for who should win these tickets. Contestant one, Shanna, or contestant two, Lindsay. So we got a message that said, I don't know what to do, guys. I, by mistake, liked one of my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend's pictures on Instagram.
Ugh.
And then I unliked it right away.
But she can see that. That you think that the notification's going to go away. It doesn't. Trust me.
So what should she do? I think you just have to ignore it and move on. Do you tell the boyfriend? No.
I don't know.
You just hope that...
It's kind of an embarrassing move, right?
Nobody talks about it again,
Well, it's one of those things that you do to compare. It's unfortunate, but you are kind of comparing, like, oh, okay. And then you try and, like, reassure yourself that everything's going to be fine. You're like, oh, they downgraded. When really you're just...
You're like, I have nicer legs than them, I think. And you're like zooming in on their legs.
One of my girlfriends, she's married now, but when she first started dating her now husband, she was creeping his ex-girlfriend on Instagram.
Yeah.
And this was back when you would like, for some reason, it was so easy to just send them a direct message with that heart that they used to have, like in the little corner of the direct message. Do you remember when it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's different now, but so she sent the girl a heart. And then she had to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened there. And the girl was like, it's fine. And then she did it again.
Oh.
It's like a pocket dial heart message.
Not good. My guess is that it definitely does go both ways there. It's the ex-girlfriend is creeping this girl and she's creeping the ex-girlfriend.
So
I don't think anybody needs to feel guilty that there's creeping going on.
It happens, man. There was one time that there was a girl who liked one of my old posts and she was seeing a guy that I used to see and then she deleted it and I was like, well, I saw that. So I went to her page and I liked one of her pictures and that was my way of saying, I saw that. I know that's like kind of catty, but it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome.
You're the worst.
No, it's funny. Come on. That's pretty good. So yeah, tell us about your mortifying accidental creeping story. Women know when guys look at their chest. And it can be for 1 millisecond that a guy looks, but that's like 5 seconds in boob watching for a girl. Like, we see it. It doesn't matter if
really?
You think you're being so sneaky. We always know.
What about if I'm wearing really dark sunglasses?
That's even worse. It's so obvious.
Just slowly bring them down?
Yeah.
Wow, creepy. Yeah, I have a really awkward story to add to this.
Good morning. A few years ago, I was creeping my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend on Facebook, but instead of typing it in the search bar up top, I typed it in the What's On Your Mind tab.
So it was your status when you hit send.
As my status, exactly. And so I woke up, like I did this at night, didn't even realize that I hit enter.
No, so it was on
And the next day, I woke up with a whole bunch of notifications of people being like, what's this about?
No, that hurts me. That physically pains me.
Were you
Chantel?
It was terrible.
Were you into the wine a bit? I feel like that it would happen.
You know what? It was the worst thing. I was like alone at home. I was not drinking.
No,
it was just very stupid. Just
no.
Completely. Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Chantel.
It.
No problem. Have a good morning.
I like that it was what's on your mind.
Back in the day, throwback.
Yeah. Couldn't be more honest.
That's exactly what was on her mind. I always feel that way, like, because I've definitely creeped some exes, new girlfriends, for sure. Like, I'll admit it right now. I think we've all done it. And it's like playing with a bomb. Like, you are so gentle with your scrolls because you don't want to hit the like button. Or I've gone back on people's, like, Twitter accounts, and I'm like, oh, God, if I accidentally like this, I'd just be so mortifying.
Well, especially with Twitter on your phone, if you're scrolling through, it's pretty, like, the scroll where you normally like make contact with your phone is really close to the heart button.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you could be favorite in tweets. You don't want to favorite at all.
There's been a couple times where I'll post something on my Instagram story and people that follow me will send it to me with a message, but they meant to send it to their friend about what I posted.
Right.
So they'll write something to me that they meant to say about me to their friend. And so far, it's been okay. It's never been anything negative yet, but that's a scary moment for them too. It's super embarrassing.
What do you got for us?
I creep everybody, so.
Oof. It sounds like you're creeping us vocally right now. Okay, no, that's enough. Well, see you later, sir. I have one I'd like to add to the
Please
list.
Please do. Is this a personal experience for you? Because I would love that.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not as like internet-y as the rest of the stories.
It was in person.
Yes.
Yes. I love it.
Okay. So I just walked by. This one's bad.
You're already turning red.
Yeah.
This is good because it's making a lot of people feel better about their stories.
I walked by a lady who was breastfeeding, and I just thought, like, wow, that's so beautiful.
I'm sure that's what you're thinking.
No, I actually genuinely was. I was just like,
just because the whole stigma around it, it was just
exactly.
Nice to see her doing it.
I was
it open.
Happy,
okay.
Like, it was a nice day.
Okay.
It was just like you see life, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And
you're so deep, Ryder. I love
just
it.
Like kind of stopped.
you stopped.
And
no.
Listen, I just kind of stopped and just smiled.
No, that's even worse. I would be so upset if a man smiled at me while I was breastfeeding my child.
I swear to God, it was so pure what I was appreciating. It was just like, aw, this baby's getting
fed. You stopped in your tracks and went, aw?
I went all with my eyes, but then I was like,
what
the hell am I doing just looking at this person?
How do you sleep at night?
I don't know.
Okay, I think that takes the cake. I think that makes everyone feel a lot better. Thanks, Ryder.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa celebrating 5 years doing the show together. Yesterday, we posted a video of all of our favorite moments. And just wanted to thank everybody who liked it, shared it, has supported us over the years.
Yeah.
We truly get to do the best job imaginable.
But we can only do this if you guys continue to support us. So thank you for sharing the video and maybe letting your friends know about our show. It means the world.
It really does. Yeah. So if you want to check that out, facebook.com/hot107Edmonton is your best bet.
Yep. You just got to scroll back a little bit because it was posted yesterday, but it's pretty fun.
There are some ridiculous moments. I think going back, my favorite moment was probably when Grant, our old co-host, who now does the show next door, actually, on Cruise FM, Grant and I came out and just made sure you were safe on your date. We dressed up in costume as Spider and Douglas. Those were our cool code names. And we just made sure you were safe. And I just wanted you to officially thank me for doing that because I don't think you've done that yet.
I haven't done what?
You haven't thanked me for being there for
mortifying
you.
Me in front of a guy that I had just met? Yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.